Okay, Igeres HaKodesh, Perek Yud Beis, chapter 12. It's on page 233. This is really a continuation of the earlier prakim where he stressed very heavily the concept of tzedakah and what tzedakah can accomplish. And this is knock your socks off material. This is a pasuk somewhere. Great. Wait, I don't know where it is. But the mice. Huh? Ishayo? Sounds like it's Ishayo. Vaya mice at tzedakah shalom. The action of tzedakah is peace. Va'avodas hatzedakah, but the toil of tzedakah is hashket uvetach, is tranquility and security ad olam, forever. So obviously there's two things going on here. One of them is that tzedakah creates shalom, and then there's two levels within tzedakah itself. First of all, we got to understand what's the difference between the ma'isa tzedakah and the avodah of tzedakah. Then we got to understand what's the difference between shalom and tranquility and peace and
security.
So there's numerous midrashim on this pasuk. Al pi oisa shalom imraim, a very popular pasuk. In Israel, they have a great song for it. Oisa shalom imraim, right? Oh, yes, shalom alei. He who makes peace above. So who's fighting up there? That you got to make peace. Who's arguing b'mraimav on high? So Chazal tell us this. This is not his chiddush here. Ki Michoel sar shalmayim, because these two great major angels, Michoel and Gavriel sar shalesh. Michoel is the minister of water. Gavriel is the minister of fire. Now these two are also two major agents to be mashpia, to give, to pour bounty, to give bounty to Klal Yisrael. They are the agents that are supposed to both give in different ways. One of them is a tremendous, powerful mashpia. The other one has some kind of attribute of givura in withholding what's not deserving. He's also the minister that is able to dish out punishment. So these two angels, l'chaira, on surface level, should never get along. My water and fire are opposites, right? Yet, says the Medrash, v'ein mechaben zeh, they don't extinguish one another. Kalayma, that is to say, this is already his explanation. Shem Michoel is sar shel chesed, hanikr b'shem mayim, Michoel is the minister of chesed that is referred to as water. Because chesed, flowing kindness, flows from a high place to all low places. That's the attribute of chesed. Chesed is indiscriminate giving, whether it's deserved or not. That's chesed. This is the flow and the spreading of this giving of a life source from the higher worlds to the lower worlds in every place which is considered namuch, to every place which is considered low and undeserving. That's Michael. Fire has the exact opposite nature. It doesn't flow from above to below. It jumps.
Rises.
From below, it rises. Shetiva lalis lemaile. It goes up. It is the exact opposite. It is the departure of this flow of energy from below to above. Shaloi lashpia. Its interest is not to give. Rak b'tzimtzum otzum v'rab. Only a drop. Etvos. Where do you see this? The Marnayim says this. What do we call the bracha of in the second bracha Shemoneh Esrei, Ato Gibor L'Yoylem Hashem, right? It's called the bracha of Gevuris. And what's that bracha about? He calls it, the Gemara calls it Gevuras Gishamim. Because when water comes down from above in too strong of a flow, like we saw this afternoon, it causes flooding. Rather, the Gevura holds back the Hashpos. It only comes in small drops, which is what the crops need. They are opposites in every which way. That's only if they are in their lone form of their character traits. Ach, what happens is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu oseh shalom b'neihem, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes, and due to his very presence, he becomes the model of peace among them. Dehainu, that is to say, Ayidei Gilui, simply through his revelation, Shemizgale Bohen Ha'or Rabba V'Hashpa Tzuma Ma'oid Ma'orin Seif Baruch Hu, that he reveals his bountiful rays, Asher Kishmoy Kein Hu De'or Ein Sof, the infinite light, She'ein Be'bchinas Midah Chas V'Shalom, it's completely unmeasured. Ela L'mayla Mayla Aden Keitz, it is so far, limitlessly, unbridled, unchanneled, unlimited. Afilu Be'bchinas Chochma Bina Das, which is usually called Mikor HaMidos, meaning there's an intellectual structure that even precedes any character traits, and the Aryan Saif is even precedes that. Next page. Ve'azayah midis negdi yashal mechoyel v'gavriel. When Hashem's around, when the Aryan Saif is present, then even these opposing attributes of mechoyel and gavriel, nichlolois b'mekoyron v'shoshem, they become re-inclusive in their source, in their root. V'ayulach ha'damamash, they become unified. Ubetelim, and completely nullified, they become nothing but Ariz Barach in the infinite energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaMe'elem Ibchinis Gilei, that reveals himself in an open way. The result of it is V'azayim mismazgim umismaskim HaGvures Bachasodim. There's a fusion that goes on, a tempering of the harshness in the kindness, Aydei B'Bchinas Mimutzas, through a middle agent, Kava Machria, a divider, Umate Klapi Chesed, Umindus Rachmim. What you end up is something called Rachmim, Hanikra B'Shem Tiferes B'Divrei Chochmei Emes. This is the attribute called splendor. In the words of the Mikubalim, why is it so splendorous? Lefishi klulo mibchinas gavin loivim va'edim, because it is a mesh, it's a fusion between two colors, white, which is chesed, and oidim, red, which is gvura. Hamenavzim lechesed gvura. You end up with tiferes, which is the middle ground, which is kindness. Kindness where it is deserved. Now, then he throws out a whole nother premise here, a fundamental yisoid. Ulechein stam shem havaya baruch hu. Shebechol ha-Torah, every time you find this name of Yud and Hey and Vav and Hey anywhere in the scripture, whether it's Torah, Nevi'im, or Ksuvim, Moira al-Midas ha-Tiferes, it points to Chesed. So the name of Elikim, for instance, we know is Midas Adin. The name of Havayi, says, is not Chesed, it's Tiferes. It's Chesed, I'm sorry, it's not Chesed, it's Rachamim. It's mercy where it is deserved. And therefore, it's usually called the Shem Ha'etzem, it's the essence, the essential name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It points to his essence. But it points to his essence because when he is present, that's when this fusion can take place. So he's higher than Gvura and Chesed when they're standing on its own. Because now it allows this fusion to take place. It is a much greater illumination, more so than any of Hashem's other midas. So when you see this name of Yud Kei Vav Kei, That name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks of the greatest essential revelation of the infinite possible. There's no greater exposure than this Shem Havayah. Now, Vehine, right after the period, Isarusa de la Ela, this heavenly interest, Lo Oire Gili Ha'ara Rabba Vashbatsuma, now to give forth this tremendous energy that allows this fusion to take place, Meir Insaif Baruch Hu, from the infinite energy, Las Ishalam Anal, to create this fusion, to create this peace. It doesn't start up there. Hu Bisarusa de la Sad. We are the ones here below that create the interest above for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that. How? B'maisa tzedakah, with our actions and deeds of tzedakah, v'hashpoas chayim chein v'chesed v'rachamim, and by our gifting life and charm and mercy and kindness, Leman deles le migame klum, to people who don't have on their own, ulahachis ruach shvolim, and to give energy to the downtrodden. That's when we do it here. The Rebbeinu Shalaylam does it above. Umedazos. We also find Masha Amru Chazal, that our sages tell us halo isik b'toyra lishma. Chazal tell us that somebody who studies Torah for its right reason, Mesim Sholem B'Pamal Yashamala, he makes peace in the heavenly abode, Ubi Pamal Yashamata, and here on earth as well. So he says, who are these two Pamalyas? Pamal Yashamala, what I just explained before when it says that you make peace in the heavenly abode, Hema Sarim Amidas Anal, that's exactly what we've been discussing until now. That somebody who learns Torah, the Shema, is able to create this fusion of Chesed and Gvura. Shemecholes El Yoyin Abayim Abriya Shebazayah Kodesh. These are, as we know, that the angels are created in Adam Abriya, and they are referred to in the Zayah Kodesh as these Midas that we're talking about. They are referred to as the Pamalya Shemaila, the heavenly abode, that there would not be peace there. But when we act in kindness, or when we learn Torah Lishma here, it creates peace in the Pamal Yashal Maila, Uba Pamal Yashal Mata. And when we're saying that it creates peace here, what's that talking about? Here we go. Hein Heicholos HaTachtonim. This refers to our chambers here below. Uba Frat, especially, Oilam hazeh hashofel, this lowly world, hamauriv toivera, that is such a, to use a scientific term, a mishkababel, a confusion of good and evil, mechet Adam Arishon, ever since the sin of Adam Arishon. What's worse is vahara shaylet ala toiv. In this world, evil rules over good. K'may shiksiva shasholot ha'adam ba'adam, that the evil rule over the good. Or like it says by Esav Elohim Elohim Yematz, that Esav rule over Yankiv. He says that we don't have to prove it anymore, as we see mamish with our own eyes, when we're talking about humans, we who are called the microcosm of the world, there are times when good wins, and at other times in our own lives, evil is victorious. That what? There is not going to be peace in this world, ad ace kates, until Mashiach comes. We're talking about the inner peace within us. Until Mashiach comes, she is bara toimara, that the good and the evil will separate. Lidavik b'shor she'yom mekerim k'rachayim baruchu, that the good that's contained in evil will be elevated, so it won't have a sustenance. It says, the Arizal writes, that you have ra. Ra means evil, right? What gives evil its sustenance? There has to be kedusha. That's referred to, he says, by the letter shin. If you put a letter shin within Ra, Resh, and Ayin, you end up with a Rasha. So the Baal HaGadah says, you want to get rid of the Rosh, HaKe Eshinav, remove the shin, and you end up with pure Ra, then it has no sustenance. The problem is that the good all too often is sustaining the evil. Mashiach's time, the Rebbe Shalom removes the shin, he removes the good that's sustaining the evil, and the evil ceases to exist. That's why he's saying, She's bara toiv me'ara, that what's going to happen is the good will be removed from evil. The davik b'sharsh to go back to its source of mekayir mekarachayim baruch hu, the source of all good. Ve'azai yispar to kopi al yoven. At that point, evil can no longer exist because there's nothing sustaining it. V'ruach atum yavim inaretz, and the spirit of all evil will depart from the world. Kishi yizbara. Next page. Mitoyche b'chinas hatoiv, when all good that's contained in it will be removed. B'chinas hatoiv mechayu biruzei yegam. You know how it's going to happen? It's going to happen in the same method that it happens as we were discussing above. That the Rebbe Nishlem is going to reveal his presence here in this world with a tremendous illumination. Vashpat Suma with a tremendous bounty, with a great revelation. Like the Navi tells us, the world will be filled with the knowledge of Hashem. Hashem's presence will be revealed, and therefore it's going to be like a magnet. It's going to pull all Chelkei HaToiv out of the world of Ra, and it ceases to exist. But that's what's going to take place in macrocosm in Mashiach's day. But what about now? What about in our personal lives? B'chol Eis Mitzoy, at opportune times, for instance, zut tefillah, like during davening, oishar itim mizumanim, or other designated times, lizboididim koine, when we can take the time out to be alone with our Creator. Kol echad lefi masav, each of us according to where we're holding. Zoyche lemein birze, we can merit a similarity of this selection that will take place. Al yedei esek ha-teiru lishma, by learning Torah Lishma, that extracts that the Toiv from the Ra. V'chein ha'yidei atztok. These two things create that effect. Torah Lishma and Tzedakah. K'may
shiksev. So you can't want to do this.
Huh?
If you learn the Torah, you can't intend this. You have to do it Lishma.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that is Lishma. Where do you see such a concept by tzedakah? You see, by Rebbe Lezer, the Gemara says, Yoiv Brutalani, he first would give tzedakah to a poor man, Vahodematz, and then he'd daven. Dichsiv, the Gemara brings a raya, Ani betzedek echsepanecha, I see your face after I do an act of tzedakah. Why? Because hibchin is gili ha'orav ashpos hadas vatvuna, because it will give momentary revelation of das, of tvuna liz, b'ina migdudas Hashem, to give us the ability to contemplate the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ula'oilid mizeh, d'chilu v'rechimu, sichliyim, and to be able to give birth, and forget about if we're feeling it, but at least intellectual love and awe, k'noida, the giving tzedakah before davening, or learning Torah the Shema before davening, will give us the ability to focus on the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to have at least intellectual love and awe. That he wrote the whole first sefer Tanya was all about that intellectual love and awe. Kenaida, as everybody knows, the al yudeze, and by doing so, nivarer hatoiv laHashem, the good will become selected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'nifred hara, and evil will depart. K'meshik siv mitzav the kesev kul azov. We had this pasuk last week, 2 weeks ago. Did you have a kiln for the silver, and you guys had a different word for it?
Crucible.
Yeah, or something like that. for gold. The ish continues the pasuk. The ish the fima halalite. So there's three things here. You got one technique to boil up silver. Another technique to purify gold. The ish, and how do you purify a Jew? According to the mouth of his praise. The way to select the Ra out of the Jew is davening. Ish, just like fire purifies gold and silver, our speech of Hillel of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a selection. To such a degree, it brings you that the Tzemach Tzedek writes that the Tzemach Tzedek was the third Lubavitcher Rebbe, and he writes in his Sefer Derech Mitzvah Sacho, Shabtir Azoy. He was here. Shabtir Azoy. Mitzvah Machtzis HaShekel. Right, giving the mitzvah of giving the half shekel. So he says, in Avodas Hashem, which is davening, all of the portions of evil become extracted, and their disgust, their embarrassment, their lowliness becomes revealed, and they are separated from good. And that's why we ask for forgiveness specifically in Shemoneh Esrei. Why? Because to the degree that a person embeds their minds and entrenches themselves in Shema and in the order of the praises of Pesukah de Zimra and in the first brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, what happens is, it's fascinating that he says this, because this could give us a lot of assistance in why we feel so yucky sometimes. Because even the smallest imperfections become clearer to a person during davening, mostly other people's imperfections. But you have this daksha bedakim, these tiny things become even, and therefore we constantly ask Slach Lanu again and again and again, because we see every time we do it, we reveal more. And he says, whereas otherwise, we see ourselves, everybody says that every person's ways are yosher be'eino. I'm okay, you're okay, it's all alright. But when it comes to the closer we get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more the imperfections come out, and the easier it is for to select them and get rid of them. Yet, he asks the obvious, v'ini mudazois, everybody knows, she Yisrael b'tivam, that Klal Yisrael by nature, hem rachmonim, v'gayim lechasodim, we're compassionate, we're do-gooders, because our neshamas, as we've discussed in the first chedek of Tanya, come from Hashem's midas. Asher ha-chesed goyver behen al midas adin ve'agvura, because we know that the chesed wins, as he discussed earlier, over the attribute of harshness or withholding. Va'atzimtzim. U'kameshiksiv, like the pasuk says, gavur chazdei al yirev, his chesed wins over his fear. And shalachei nikras aneshama bas kohen, for this reason our neshamas are called the daughter of the kohen because of the attribute of chesed gemesh kosa b'zayr kodesh. So Klal Yisrael has this interest, this nature to do good. So when we do good because we want to do good, because our nature is to do good, and therefore we want to help people, that's nice. That's nikkur v'shem ma'isa tzedakah. That is called an act of tzedakah. Kishem ma'isa noifel al dover shekvar nase. Because what do you use the term ma'isa for? That's either something that's already happened, or shenase tomid mimela, or it's something that happens easily and automatically. V'hi dover ahoyeva v'rogel tomid. It's something which is common. V'afkan, here too. The attributes of kindness and pity, every Jew who's a Jew has this attribute. I want to help people. I want to do nice things to people. It's part of our nature. It comes from Hashem's midas. Hashem blew into his nostrils and Hashem, and you blew it into me. Like we learned in the early Prakim in Tanya, that it's a Sefer HaBoyer, I believe, one of the earliest Kabbalistic sources, that he who blows from within himself, like it says, of the kind Neshama, Shanafachtabi, the Neshama that you blew into me, right? So that takes on his midas. So we have that godly nature. We need no greater proof that despite everything we've done, The Rebbe Shalom continues to create this world. The pasuk says, do we need any greater proof of Hashem's kindness more than the fact that he continues to create the world despite everything that's going on? My sabracious,
not
a very good. I didn't pay attention to that. Oh, man. So what's going to happen as a result of, they go back to the opening pasuk, Ma'isa tzedakah shalom. When we give tzedakah naturally, you have shalom. You have shalom here, you have shalom b'mayah, you have momentary peace, you can daven shemen esrei, like I mentioned, you can daven. You have shalom, there's momentary peace. The fighting is supposed to calm down.
But it's like vlogging.
The Mishalachim help a lot when they come around. You feel the sense of peace, right? Ach! But this term that he uses next in the Pasuk of the language of Avaida, Ein Neufel Elal Davash Adam Aisebi Gia Atsuma. Next page, 236. When you're talking about Avaida, and remember he had the chapter, I think it was chapter Yitches, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz's Perek. You remember that? Eric, we said, you know, you have the guy who goes the regular route, and then the person who goes the extra tenth, you got to pay double. So, Perek Tesvav, I think it is. Yeah, Perek Tesvav, chapter 15. The difference between an oived elikim lashon lo yavode, there's between he who is an eved Hashem, meaning he has to overcome his nature, to a person who comes to him easily. People who their service of Hashem come to them easily get much less credit for it. See, here he's saying like this: something that we do biyigiyatzuma that takes a great deal of effort and toil and work, neged teva nafshay. When what we're doing is against the nature of our soul. Rather, we are nullifying our nature and our desires in the face of Hashem's order. We have so many things that just grind against our nature. And if we do those things, like when we're not in the mood of learning, we're not in the mood of davening, and yet we force ourselves and we constrict our minds and admit to nefesh until we feel like we're going to expire. That is a avoida. Okay? The afkan. Similarly here. B'mitzvah satztaka. The same can apply to the mitzvah of charity. To give much more than one's natural giving tendency, or where the person's rachmanus has already come to its, I've done enough. Last week's parasha, giving you shall give, even 100 times. Now we understand like this. The regular tzedakah is called a maisa. It's not called a toil. And nonetheless, by our actions here below, we will create this effect above. We will create a revelation of Hashem's infinite energy, in a tremendous illumination and a great flow of energy. We're going to create peace between Michael and Gabriel. We're going to create peace within us. We got to recognize that in this lowly world, it is not going to reveal itself here in this world. Upiru de Rama Toiv, or the separation of good from evil, ad es kates, until Mashiach comes. V'lei bizman ha-Golas kanal, as we discussed earlier. It's not going to happen in Golas. Rak, the only place it will be recognizable is Bo'ilim Katan, is in the small microcosm of the world, Hu Adam, in the human being. B'chol es mitzoyzu tvila, during davening, there a person can feel the effect of the peace created through his act of natural charity. But once davening has passed, evil will once again be right where he was. Bikal. It will once again mix in with the good. Once we step out into the streets of the darkness of this world. However, he says the most outrageous thing now. But if we put forth the tzedakah on the level where it is a toil, where it's difficult, where it's beyond the norm, because it is so precious and great, the status of that act of tzedakah, because we are willing to nullify our nature and our desires of our physical bodies in face of Hashem's ratzon, and we are overcoming the dark side. Azai says the Zohar, istalik ikar de gutshabrich lemaila, Hashem's presence soars above. And it is the pleasure of bringing out the light out of the darkness. And if we do that, ilizois, if a person gives tzedakah on that level, ein hara yachalias oid choyzev nir bekalos kol kach me'elav, evil does not have the ability to come naturally back to the person as easily. The only time evil will return is if the person goes and invites it back in. Actively brings it back into himself.
You have to do it before davening, or that has nothing to do with davening?
No, it has everything to do with davening. He's saying before davening.
Do you do that
as an intro? That's right. Correct. Now we understand why, when it says Avodas Hatzedakah is Hashketu Vetach Adoylam, that can create tranquility and security Adoylam forever. Hashketu Malosha Shoket Al Shemarav, it is like someone who is Shoket on Shemarim. What are Shemarim? Shemarim are the sediments that rest on Hashem. Shemarim nifrodim legamim in ayayin. So the sediments are completely removed from the wine. V'noifin lemata legamre, they completely fall away. V'ayayin lemaila, and the wine that remains above is zach v'tzolo b'tachlis. It is absolutely pure. That's what we can create. That's the first step, is a complete separation of the good from the evil. V'al derech zehu b'avoydes hatzedakah ha'shemarim en p'chidus teruvus ra. Similarly, when we're talking about avoydes hatzedakah, the toil of tzedakah, the sediments are the mixture of ra shebenafshay, the evil within ourselves, nivara v'nifred ma'at ma'at, we slowly chip away at it and it becomes separated, ad shenayfal lamata limkoyre v'sharshay, until it falls away, the evil falls away to its source. Like we say by Tashlech, that Hashem should take evil and cast it away into the depths of the seas. All of their sins will be cast away because the good has been removed from the evil. So you have two completely different accomplishments. One of them it has permanence, one of them it's temporary. They're both great. But one of them has the ability, long term, to provide us with this tranquility and the security, provided that we don't go and reinvite the evil back into our lives actively. But that's a tremendous, it's a tremendous advice here on how one can battle their Yetzirah in a more effective way, and that is by exerting the supernatural against our nature struggle, and then dominating with that, in that state of being. He tells it, it's Hashket Vetach. All right. I'm going to hit that, you want to hit the stop there.